A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For God has looked upon his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. It is mercy on those who fear him in every generation. You have shown the strength of your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. You have cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things, and the rich you have sent away empty. You have come to the help of your servant Israel and remembered your promise of mercy, the promise you made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned home. The Gospel of the Lord. My heart exalts, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. These words were from simple, ordinary people whose response to God's love made their lives even more extraordinary. Hannah and Mary were women who suffered rejection. Hannah was barren and Mary pregnant before she lived with Joseph. I am sure both suffered the call of their sons as well. Yet their prayer proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Aren't there people who just exude a peace or loving presence that calms, comforts, and soothes us? My Aunt Teresa was one of them, born on Christmas Day. Even at 99, she read the scriptures daily. Her life was rooted in prayer like Hannah, like Elizabeth, like Mary. Her life and others and theirs was one who challenged us to live in the simplicity of faith in God. As these days people march for justice and say they cannot breathe with hands raised, today's gospel readings assure and challenge us to believe that God will do great things for us even when we are most downtrodden, misunderstood, or have cause for hopelessness. Hannah and Mary's prayer exalt, proclaim, and magnify, make bigger the presence of God. They are hopeful. They challenge us to look at what our lives, what your life and mine exude. Is it justice and peace? Is it love, forgiveness? What justice and hope can we show to the world? Today, let us examine what our lives exude to others. What our lives show them of God. How are you and I, in these troubled times, able to show hope?